Unit 6. Eating Habits. A. Exercise 1, page 46. Don't waste your bread. The app fighting food waste in Italy. Matteo Pincella looks out of the window of his bakery as the sun slowly sets over the Palazzo Carignano, one of Turin's most recognizable buildings. It's been a long day. Matteo and his son Giovanni have been baking and selling bread and pies since 6 a.m. But now at 8:30 p.m., there is still a lot of food on the shelves and no customers in sight. E ora, Matteo says, smiling. So Giovanni rubs his hands on his stained white apron, takes his smartphone out of his pocket, and opens an app. Then, 5 minutes later, a large group of customers turn up, eager to buy the bakery's remaining goods. How has this happened? Well, Matteo's bakery is part of a scheme that has had a huge impact on food businesses and food waste in Turin. It all started when a local businessman, Francesco Ardito, was strolling through the city one evening in 2014. While passing a pizzeria at closing time, he noticed the owner throwing away two pieces of pizza that hadn't been sold. Francesco thought this was a waste of food, and after chatting to bakers and fruit vendors in his neighborhood, discovered that it was a common problem. In Italy, most people choose fresh food from bakeries and greengrocers over processed foods from the supermarket. It's a lot healthier, but more fresh food means more food waste because it goes off faster. In fact, Italy wastes about 5.1 million tons of food a year, much of this from food businesses that don't sell all their fresh goods. Francesco, though, soon developed an idea to solve this problem. One evening, while looking up at the tall apartment buildings in his neighborhood, he imagined a baker leaving his bakery just before closing time and shouting up at the residents inside, "Loaves of bread for 10 cents. No doubt, someone would be interested in the cheap bread. The owner would earn some cash, and perfectly good food wouldn't go to waste. Obviously, Francesco didn't want to fill the cobbled streets of Turin with screaming bakers, but he thought that smartphones could do the same job. The last-minute Sottocassa app was born. The LMSC app that Francesco developed is very user-friendly. Customers download it to their smartphones for free and receive updates when shops near their homes have food for sale at discount prices just before closing time. Businesses pay a small monthly fee for the service and earn some money from food that they would have thrown out. What businesses like most, though, is that the app brings people into their shops for the first time, and these people often return regularly. Francesco's main concern has always been the environment, and he's hugely proud of the impact LMSC is having on food waste. In 2015, a year after it was developed, the app had 32,000 users and was saving around 3.5 tons of food from ending up in the rubbish dumps outside Turin each month. And today, LMSC schemes are running in other cities in Italy, such as Naples and Palermo. As Francesco says, LMSC is a win-win-win scheme for customers, businesses, and most importantly, the planet. The less food we waste, the less energy and water we need to produce it. And that helps save our planet for future generations.